Although others regarded him as special, he always behaved in a humble manner and viewed others as important and worthy of respect. I think we see this example perfectly in our root guru. And to me, this is something that we need to deeply aspire to, that in every situation we behave in a humble manner and view others as important and worthy of respect. I would say this is our life's work. And we're following a living example of just what this quality or qualities, what this looks like and what results it brings about. Inwardly, he was engaged in the practice, accepting defeat and offering the victory to others. He happily accepted whatever conditions, difficulties, adverse conditions he encountered, and offered his happiness and good conditions to others. So how wonderful if we can become like that. Happy with adverse conditions and giving all our happiness to others. He was a great scholar and practitioner. His main practices were exchanging self with others, accepting defeat, offering the victory, and bodhicitta, all of which are explained in this book. By teaching these practices to others, he led many thousands of disciples to enlightenment. He practiced accepting defeat and offering the victory to others all the time. So I think this is another thing that's so important for us to understand. We want to learn to be practicing all the time. In the meditation session, particularly in the meditation break, conjoining, as I said, unifying our mind, our life with Kadam Lojong, training the mind. It gives examples of Bodhisattvas Langritampa's selfless behavior. Selfless behavior. Again, we can imagine how wonderful if I became someone just like my spiritual guide who exhibits selfless behavior naturally. You know, occasionally, when the planets are in alignment and we exhibit selfless behavior, we're delighted. I think that shows it's a rarity. Anyway, something to aspire to, a life of selfless behavior. Only thinking about benefiting others. It was not only in that life Langritampa worked extensively to benefit living beings and spread Buddha Dharma in Tibet. He had done the same in many previous incarnations and continued to do so in subsequent lives. Geshe-la says, in a previous life, as the translator Gowa Pagtse, he had traveled to India, learnt Sanskrit, translated many Buddhist texts into Tibetan. Later, he reincarnated as Jason Kapa's principal disciple, Kedrupje. and later as Gyalwa in Sepa. So famous in our tradition, and the first and second Panchen Lamas. So we need to know all these holy beings are Geshe Langri Tampa. And then Geshe-la tells us from his own life what happened. When I was in Lhasa, I met my spiritual father, Vajradhara Trijang Rinpoche, for the first time. Just seeing him reminded me of Bodhisattva Langri Tampa. I felt great devotion towards him. I often thought he must be an emanation of Langri Tampa. A senior monk later gave me a small book that listed the names of Trijang Rinpoche's previous incarnations. Among these was the name Geshe Langri Tampa. I was so happy to find my previous belief confirmed.